Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Hello, 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 and welcome to the Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your hosts,
JoJo
and Tamika, aka Encore, aka Meek Meek, aka, or just, yes, I wore eyeshadow for you. Or, I did not clean off my old eyeshadow brush and I didn't know it had makeup on it. But, gosh. Bringing a little something special to you today.
She just told y'all she a dirty face.
I wouldn't say that. Do you clean your brushes every time you use them?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm not trying to get no staph infections in my eye.
Oh, wow, wow, wow. I'm new to this.
I also got really, really sensitive skin.
That's cool. I'm legit. Well, welcome to our podcast, Thanksgiving Special.
Ooh.
Why'd you say that? That didn't make no sense.
You said Thanksgiving, and my mind translated that to spooky
season. It definitely did. That's, I'm like, what are you on? It's always spooky to you.
For sure.
All right. So, okay. What are your Thanksgiving plans, JoJo?
Who, me?
JoJo.
Who, me?
Yes.
Cook and eat and watch Christmas movies every Thanksgiving. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. You also, I feel like that song is very problematic.
Why?
Who's eating tomatoes
and fried green tomatoes?
That sounds disgusting.
I don't know who do that. Did I have it before?
That sounds disgusting.
No, I had it before.
Fried green tomatoes?
Did I have fried green tomatoes? Did I not try it in Texas?
With the first time you went?
I've only been one time.
You've been twice.
To Texas?
Yes.
Oh, man. I've been twice.
Hey, yo, she getting old.
Oh, wow. I've been twice. No, with you. And that's when they told me they were just not, like, mature. I know I didn't make this up in my mind.
I think you did, because I don't remember you
There's
trying no
fried
green tomatoes.
Way. It was delicious, though.
Because I probably would have been like, green eggs and ham. I'm going to say something good. Crazy.
I could totally understand it being on the menu. Have I ever had it? No. So I don't know if that's like tradition. I did have a debate, though, with my family last year.
Mm-hmm.
And feedback. Because I need to know. No, it's not crazy.
Okay.
They said, what are you bringing? I'm good for a couple things. You want green beans? You know. You know I make
Here
the green
she
beans.
Go with the green beans.
Okay, I'll make some green beans.
Okay, wait. I just want to interject. Before you finish, do you eat green bean casserole?
No.
Interesting. Ugh.
I've never in my life eaten green bean casserole.
Interesting.
Or have... That's a lie. I've never had a Thanksgiving with green bean casseroles. I have gone to... A Friendsgiving with green beans.
Oh, I was about to say, you for sure been to a Friendsgiving, especially one in California. They are good for putting 1, 2, 3, and 4 that don't match on the dinner table.
I'm not even sure it was a Friendsgiving. It was last year. Why was it last year already?
That was a Friendsgiving.
Okay, definitely had green bean casserole, not homemade.
It wasn't homemade?
No.
I probably would have tried it.
No, I'm not trying.
I don't like going places where people cook.
I do green beans. I'm not trying no green bean casserole with crunchy onions on it. I'm not doing that.
Okay. So let's get back on track. Last year.
Hold on.
People told you to bring some stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Uh-huh.
Green beans, my thing.
Okay.
My other thing, mashed potatoes. I know how to do up some mashed potatoes. But we had an argument. It was a debate turn argument. Are mashed potatoes not a side dish at Thanksgiving?
No.
What? I don't think I've ever been to a Thanksgiving without mashed potatoes. And that was even before I offered to bring the mashed potatoes.
That's
a thing.
Crazy.
What?
I've never had mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving. I eat those throughout the year.
You eat macaroni throughout the year.
No.
You do. And I want you to say you don't. Because I know for a fact a few weeks ago you had macaroni.
No, I didn't. I said, I want macaroni, but I'm not going to eat it because I'm waiting for Thanksgiving.
So what did you make?
I think macaroni. Oh! Who's calling me? Is this Susie? Wait, let me see if I don't know if she'll be able to hear it. Susie. Bueno, bueno, Susie.
Hola, Susie.
We're potting. We're recording on the pod. I'm trying to see if it'll pick up your voice. It probably won't.
You should have answered it. You should have answered it on your phone.
Oh, hi. Say it again. Say hi to the people.
Call me, Susie. I'm going to put you on speaker.
Yeah, call Tamika.
Call me right now.
All right, don't keep her on the phone long because we got things to talk about.
All right. True, true, true. She should have came. Also, I am blown away that you have not had mashed potatoes.
Out my kitchen.
I was like, what is this?
Y'all hear me snap and yell ever so often because my dog is acting crazy. Boo, boo. Bed.
I don't know why he be acting like this.
Because Tamika is a bad influence. You know, dogs, they feed off of energy. Do not grab a toy. You have one in here.
I was just about to talk shit. Hello?
Is she just now calling?
Hi.
I was just about to talk shit. Like, she ain't calling. I hope they can hear you. I have it up to the mic.
Oh, wow.
Are you in the car, boo-boo?
Yes, I'm on my way home from work.
Oh, I love that.
How was work, darling?
It was good. Not too crazy.
Are you ready for Thanksgiving next week?
Oh, let me ask you this. Next week. Oh, Susie.
Yes.
For Thanksgiving, do you have mashed potatoes?
Yes.
Why?
Have you always had? Because it's a dish.
Yeah. You can't not have mashed potatoes.
Also, Susie, you were just introduced to the proper things to have at Thanksgiving when you met us. So you get off the phone. We'll call you after, Susie. Wait. Bye.
We're going to call you after.
Well, what happened?
Nothing. We potted.
We're potting.
Come over. Get in our pot.
No, don't come over. Bye, Susie.
Bye, Susie.
Where are you guys at?
Bye, Susie. Bye, Susie. Talk to you later.
Goodness.
She's gonna call
grief.
Back. Look, come on. Added Susie to the pot.
Jaws, get down.
Okay.
Jaws.
I stand firmly that yes. It is a dish.
No.
One that I do very well and I will be taking anywhere.
I mean, honestly, I would hope you would do mashed potatoes well. It's boiled potatoes mashed with
No, but
butter.
Mine's be a little... It got a little special.
All right, so what else?
It be special.
What else you bringing? Or what else did they ask you to bring?
That's it.
Just green beans?
It was only two things I'm bringing.
So what are you bringing next week? First of all, what are you doing? Aren't you supposed to be going to Georgia?
Bruh. I bought the wrong ticket.
Wait. You bought the wrong plane ticket?
Bruh.
First of all,
like,
all
right.
Plane tickets cost too much for you to be playing.
That's
like
the thing. I planned ahead. I did this months ago. I was like, boom, let me get my ticket now. Wow, it's cheap. Well, let me see if it's going to be cheap. Log in. Do. Oh, this is affordable. $370. This is affordable. Let me hurry up and snatch this up now.
Girl.
Last week, I'm like, all right, let me look at my ticket. Request in to work. I did it for the third Thursday of the month, not the fourth Thursday of the month. I feel like Thanksgiving changed.
Every year. But it's the last Thursday of the month. Off the couch.
Don't even make sense to me. Sometimes it don't add up.
Off the couch.
So in my mind.
Uh-uh. Off the couch.
I do not support this. FYI.
I don't care. He needs to listen. Sit down.
Oh, he's trying to drink. So I will be here. Needless to say, I will be here. I will be house hopping. Although I will be in a new house. And we're moving on up.
She'll be in a new crib.
I don't know where it is. Because I've only been in the valley. So, but I don't know. We probably do a little something, something. I'd be down to barbecue.
Oh my gosh, her and his barbecue.
Our house hop. Then let me get a barbecue. Maybe I'll make a dessert. And that's about it. But yeah, I was like, I don't know. Since now it's not like a big family thing. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is just not giving. Thanksgiving.
It's not giving.
It's not giving like it used to.
I can see that.
Was it like, is it a holiday? You think that's over?
I mean, I don't really think it was really a holiday.
What was it? What did it mean to you?
I think it was just a reason for people to overeat.
Thank you. I agree.
And watch Lifetime movies.
No, I didn't do that.
Which I plan on doing. Lifetime movies and Christmas movies and Hallmark movies?
What? On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving had one purpose, to fuel my body before I stood in the line of Sears and ran through to go get some stuff that I need.
For Black Friday?
Yes.
I ain't run through and do nothing because you know why? We had layover.
Oh, no, I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, no. Wasn't nobody about to be in there fighting and carrying it on?
I'm fighting and carrying.
For a $5 rollback.
That was the best time of my life.
Oh, my gosh.
No. Black, let me tell you. Let me paint it out to you. Close your eyes.
Mm-mm.
It's freezing cold in Ohio.
It's freezing and what?
Wait. It's freezing cold in Ohio. And all we got is one thing on our mind, washer and dryer, all white for my sister's house because she got a baby and a husband at home. Oh, it's like it was just yesterday.
You know what that sounds like?
Wait.
A Hallmark movie.
Wait. It's Hallmark turn world star. So... we gobbled down our food. Nom. Thanks, Mom. Delicious. This was back when my grandma used to make the dressing and have me slaving all over.
Ew,
the,
you need dressing?
What?
Ew.
Abso-freaking-lutely.
That sounds disgusting.
I put the toast in the toaster, just two pieces at a time.
Wait a minute.
But we Pause. Need like 90. Then I got to take it out and put two more in because that was my job. With mommy. Rest in peace, baby.
Why you ain't just lay the toast out on a pan and put it in the oven?
That sound like a brilliant idea.
Hey, yo, you was toasting bread all day.
Oh, my God.
My girl got up at the crack of dawn to toast That's bread.
That's the best idea I've ever heard in my
Baby,
life.
Baby, listen.
I was toasting.
Hey, yo, look.
Bread
you,
for
you
hours.
Need awards. You need an award. Matter of fact, you need a trophy because that is dedication.
Oh, my gosh. That is brilliant. That's freaking brilliant.
Oh, my.
All right, go back. Close your eyes. You back. Just a fool, but you don't care. You in that Sears line at 3 a.m. My sister say, this the plan. This is where the washer and dryer is. When you go, everybody's going to run in. We need you to jump up here. I already mapped it out before. And I'm like, yeah, okay, sis, no problem. I don't know what I'm getting into. I didn't know I was in for the thrill of my mother sucking life. So... we there freezing. Oh my goodness, Shell, that's my sister. It's so cold. She was like, eye on the prize. They open the door. Everybody run in. I said, oh my gosh, I don't even know what the heck I got into.
Oh my gosh.
Somebody step on my foot. Somebody push me. I said, what the heck? I'm trying to get up the escalator. My sister pulling me by my hair. Like, come on, everybody rushing. She can't. She said, you on your own, sis. You know where to meet me at. Because she drew a napkin map. Drew a map on a napkin. So all I see is her jumping up the escalator three steps at a time. What the heck kind of magic is this? You would think she turned into a superhero.
Wait a minute. Did Shell drew a map on a napkin?
We was ready. We had to get that washer and dryer.
Hey, yo. If it ain't the toast.
Wait. What? The toast just blew my mind. This story, cool. The toast just.
Bruh, that's crazy.
Wow.
Y'all had an eventful day.
Listen,
right.
No, I got finished.
But, oh, okay. I got questions, but go ahead.
Long story short, we run up. She'll pushing people out the way. She get to the washer and dryer. Then she like, you stand here. I got to go find the other one. I stand there. In the middle, we find a better washer and dryer for a better price. Do you know what kind of Christmas magical miracle that was?
Too bad it wasn't Christmas.
My sister was a cosmetologist. We wrapped it up for Christmas.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
After we used it. Because what? You think you're getting two gifts? This was for the house.
Wait a minute.
Got it.
What no need in wrapping it up for Christmas?
You need something to open up.
Oh, no. Absolutely not. No, thank you.
Listen, long story short, Thanksgiving is not what it used to be.
No, it's not. Everything is online. First of all, Amazon got Black Friday on lock.
It's a pretty good time for Amazon.
Amazon got Black Friday.
Look, if you know, go on and get it Monday. Go on and get it.
On Cyber Monday. Honestly, for real, if you really want the tea, wait until Prime Day.
I already did that. Been there, did that.
That's better than all the Black Fridays and Cyber Mondays put together.
I ain't got time. I got the itch.
Nah, I got time. Because it's crazy. I know when Thanksgiving and Black Friday is every year.
I hope you do.
And I never have money.
Oh, never mind, because I booked the wrong ticket.
I was about to say, you booked the wrong ticket. So,
I can't even say. But not me, you. You smarter than that.
No. But the fact that I never have money on Black Friday is crazy. And I prep for it. I literally prep for it each time. But something always come up.
I literally have nothing to buy, but I need to go. So I will be buying Tupperware and a Ninja Creamy.
Tupperware.
If it's in
also, the cards. Also, I keep telling you, no Ninja Creamies until they get the recall together.
Oh, I read about it. I'll give you an update.
I don't think you did read
One, I don't read anything else. She doesn't read. I do not read anything else. I will put that out there, but I do read reviews.
Oh.
And they told me why. Let me tell you. All right, long story short. The girl, when you freeze it 24 hours, then you take it out, and she was putting it in there, and it was cutting up the plastic. You got to let it sit out for an hour and then put it in, and then it won't cut the plastic, but it was nowhere in the instructions. I got you, sis. I watched your review, and I know it wasn't in there.
That's crazy. For all that money that Ninja Creamy is.
Not when it's on sale.
It needs to come
after
prepared.
Thanksgiving.
I think you just want it because of the name. Because I already told you a better one. I'm not going to say the name because they're not our sponsor. Oh, yeah. Let's go ahead and give a brief pause and shout out to our
sponsors.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Insert here.
Yep.
At a later date.
Yep. But anywho, I already gave you the brand that is very, very phenomenal.
I gotta do my research.
Here you go.
Because all I know is Ninja Creamy. Also,
you didn't even do your research on the Ninja Creamy. I had to tell you, and then you was like, "Oh, let me check it out."
Oh my gosh. Relax. I'm just getting Ninja Creamy.
Oh my god.
Side note.
She just wanted because
I don't know if I love
and
this
it's not
sweatshirt.
Even popular no more.
I don't know if I love this sweatshirt or not because it's very boxy and it makes me look like I don't have no boobies.
Interesting.
Which
where'd you get that sweatshirt from?
We all know that's not right. Somebody gave it to me. Did you? Was it you?
Let me see.
You ain't give me this.
No, I didn't. Where'd you get that sweatshirt from?
Why?
Because somebody didn't give it to you. Where'd you buy it from?
Somebody gave it to me. Because somebody gave this to me.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Wait, did you think I bought it? Did I buy this?
You bought it.
No, I didn't.
But where'd you buy it from? Tell the people where you bought it from, Tamika.
You tell me where I bought it.
Tell the people where you bought it from, Tamika.
I'm not picking up on something because I don't think I bought it. I didn't buy it.
Who gave it to you?
Yours. Because it got matching pants. She just put it in my car.
Oh, that makes sense. If it got matching top
yeah.
and bottom.
Yeah.
Okay, she ain't buy
that,
y'all.
I was like, wow, I bought this? I'm losing it.
She ain't buy that.
Nah, I'm not buying nothing to a Ninja Creamy.
Nah, if it got a matching top and bottom, you ain't gonna buy it.
I got you something. I thought about you when I bought it.
I don't want it.
Because I was like, we need snacky.
What is this?
It's dark chocolate.
Oh, it's so crazy. You would think you knew me better than that.
I read it.
I don't like almonds.
I don't think that one got the almonds in it, do it? Oh, do they all got almonds in it? It's German. Oh. I didn't read it. Oh, what?
And it got almond.
I saw dark chocolates, and I was like, this is it. I read the back. I said, okay, 5 ingredients. Boom. She gonna eat it. Whoop.
That would have been perfect. It's the thought that counts.
Yep. This, I did this because I'm thankful for you.
Get off my couch.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all.
And she got the dog off. No, off the couch. Off the couch. Gosh. Y'all, first of all, I got this couch from Bob's. And Bob says...
Shh, don't tell Bob.
Look, no, I'm about to tell them what they said about the couch.
Okay.
They said no jaws, no claws, no paws is not covered in the insurance. So, therefore, Jaws, my dog, do not come near this couch.
He's on the couch all the time.
With a blanket. No.
Unless he comes Bob's up here, is watching.
He needs
he's
to have
never
a
on
blanket.
The couch.
Shut up. No, he
you
needs to have
Bob's?
A blanket and all
you
that.
You gonna get blocked.
And also, his claws just got clipped. So he does not need to be on this couch at all. He does not come on the couch when his paws have been clipped. Get down.
I strongly disagree. Anything was clipped on his body because he scratched the shit out of my leg when I got here.
That's why he scratched you. They're sharp.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes.
Every time I come, you tell me he just got clipped. I thought that means they're shorter.
They're shorter, but they still... He hasn't
you don't
had...
file them? What kind of mom are you?
No. He files them when we go out for a walk.
Interesting.
You clip them down. You clip them at an angle. First of all, the e-files are expensive. And then when you go out for a walk, that's how you know when a dog is being walked properly.
I strongly disagree. Everything you just said, I stopped listening after you told me I get scratched up after you cut his nails.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That it makes sense. Back to Thanksgiving.
Makes a lot of sense.
JoJo, no, what are you thankful for this year? Honestly, I do like this tradition for Thanksgiving, saying that.
That's crazy because who has that tradition other than people on Lifetime and Hallmark movies?
Well, I love both of those.
Don't nobody say what they're thankful for.
I love both. I do when I go to Thanksgiving with my sister because they be on that.
Oh, that's crazy. Never coming over there for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, they be on that. We go around the table.
No, thank
you. It's cute. It's real cute. But you can tell me now.
I never want to talk. I just want to eat.
But you can tell me now because you're not eating right now.
What I'm thankful for?
Yes.
Life. I'm living. I'm
what
breathing.
What else?
No, that's it.
My gosh. I'm thankful for our podcast.
Cute. With no followers, I need y'all to start
girl,
following us.
Back.
What else?
I don't know. I don't like that either. I just like hearing other people. It's real awkward and intimate for me. I just want to say something rude back. Is that crazy?
You're toxic as fuck.
I just be like, oh my gosh, too much love. Ooh. I don't think that's toxic because then I'm really loving when I feel like it.
Wait, that's crazy. If somebody be like, oh, okay, your turn, Tamiko. What are you thankful for?
Sleep. Next.
I'll be like,
I'm thankful for whatever you thankful for at the moment.
I'll be like, thankful for y'all to shut the fuck up so I can eat.
You would have were. I'd just be like,
and this is why I stay home. No, this is why I stay home for Thanksgiving. Because one, when I eat, after I eat, I be nice and full. I be ready to turn on my movies, unbuckle that belt, take them pants off, put on my oversized shirt, and I'm about to crash out on the kids' couch.
Wrap up the food, put in the fridge to eat tomorrow.
I don't do leftovers.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
Leftovers is crazy.
That's ridiculous. I understand not microwaving the leftovers and wanting to put them in the oven because my grandma
don't
and
have
my
a
aunt does that.
And I don't like microwaves. I'm a big no on microwaves.
I tried to not have a microwave for a week.
Why don't you get a toaster oven?
That's an oven. That's the same thing.
Exactly. So just use the oven.
Nah, throw in a microwave. If it can't be air fried and to reheat it, it's going in a microwave.
And I don't even use my air fryer for reheating. That's crazy
work. And I'm not going to hold you. I need all the leftovers. I put them in the freezer. I learned that as well from my elders. How to be resourceful and don't waste.
Don't waste. You just cook enough.
Oh, that's crazy. You have to measure.
I mean.
And make sure you don't overdo it.
I don't feel like it's measuring. I feel like it's literally.
Definitely not. And it tastes better the next day. Can I get an agreement on that? Can y'all let us know? Because I feel strongly about this. And a lot of other people I talk to do as well. Food is better the next day. Thanksgiving food is better the next day. Mm-mm. Facts.
Mm-mm. I like it nice and hot the first day.
Anyways, all right.
The only thing I'm eating. Okay, now I will say, if I must eat leftover,
you must
cornbread.
Oh my gosh, that's the one thing you shouldn't be eating.
It's so delicious. Oh, and macaroni.
You gonna keep adding food?
No, that's it. Also, Thanksgiving food should not be eaten. For those who do eat leftovers, should not be eaten past 3 days. After that third day, throw it out. Throw it out. Hear me and hear me good. Hear ye, hear ye. Thanksgiving food should not be eaten past the third day. Throw it away. There's such thing called bacteria. And it's growing.
But it did not grow fridge. On your food. At 3 days. You got more time.
No.
Go on ahead and do what you do. No. You're going to spend $100 on them groceries.
No, that's crazy.
You know what's going to kill it? Whatever is in your body.
That's crazy. Look.
Matter of fact, do that then. Drink kombucha. Win-win. Win-win. Okay, so we got Thanksgiving coming. We're down for it.
That's crazy work.
What?
You could have at least said milk of magnesia.
No one's ever going to say that. No one's ever going to say that. That make you boo-boo?
It's a laxative.
What? What? Milk of mag is a laxative?
Oh, my.
Girl. Gosh. I ain't never known in my life.
Tamika.
I ain't never known that to be no laxative.
Oh.
I thought it helped the bubble guts.
No.
What?
I mean, it's supposed to, like, say, for instance, if you had diarrhea, it makes it into a solid so that you can pass it, but it's definitely
wow.
A laxative.
You learn something new every day, folks.
Wow.
Well, it doesn't bring me to a fact, but I don't want us to get off before talking about it. I was listening to Joe. You know Joe.
Oh, my gosh.
JoJo.
No, don't even say what it is because he not paying us to promote ish.
Girl, he would say that. Joe would say that. He would be proud that you just said that. So, JoJo podcast, who I love so much. He was saying, if you... Oh, dang, what was Joe saying?
You forgot?
Wait. It was so good. It's been a little minute. Okay, he said something on the line of, if you want to test your friendship, start a podcast. And I want to ask you, with this being a few episodes in, how you think we doing?
Immediately when you said if you want to test your friendship, start a podcast, I just thought of... I ain't gonna say nothing.
Oh.
But that's the first thing that came to my head.
B. Simone.
Bitch, I just said I wasn't gonna say nothing. Hey, girl, we really enjoy you. You're so funny.
Stop it, because I ain't watch your podcast. Never.
Stop!
Did you?
Yes.
Oh.
No, I didn't. Oh, but still, I saw the clips.
I just see the clips. I saw the clips. I don't know what happened. I really want to know what happened. And when you're ready to tell us details, I am ready to listen. Because it was here one day, gone the next. Baby, is that going to be us?
No.
Why not?
Well, okay. So here's the thing. Look, here's the thing. I feel like our friendship is different than most people's. Because when you look at other friends, and this is one of the things that I love about you. We are not.
That you're thankful for about me?
No, I did not say that. That's crazy. Anywho, we do not have a mushy gushy, oh my God. No, affirmation type. Like, there's nothing wrong with that.
We do when we're trying to make other people uncomfortable.
Okay, yeah. Which is toxic. We try to make other people uncomfortable by being happy.
Stop. Why you say happy like we don't be happy?
We do, but we go overboard with it. We're so bitter. Listen. Okay, look. So I feel like because we already talked to each other with the strongest of words that we could not possibly do with our other friend groups. With that being said, if we were to get into an argument or disagreement, which we always do over creative stuff, like we're always disagreeing over creative stuff, it's nothing from our usual. So, I feel like we'll be fine. Also, I just feel like you'll get over it. If we have a falling out, I'm going to call you and I'm like, okay, are you better now? Like, get over it. Come on, let's go to lunch.
No, I got to go shopping.
All right, well, let's go shopping. Come pick me up.
I go shopping.
All right, well, come pick me up.
And go to, what is it? Wait, I forget how he's in.
Ross Marshall, TJ Maxx, sometimes Berlin to end.
What is it? RMT?
Yeah.
RMT!
Sometimes B.
Shout out RMT, sometimes B. We need to go shopping there. I don't feel better. I don't like you again. But I think we're doing well.
Yeah.
To be honest, I didn't watch the first two episodes.
What do you mean, two?
The first two.
You mean the first four?
See, no, I watched it after
that's
that.
How you know,
I ain't watched the first two because I was like, "Ooh, cringe."
You ain't watch one and two, but you skipped the three and four.
Yeah, love that. I wasn't gonna do that until I was like, oh boy, what did I get myself into?" And I was so upset because I was saying stupid stuff on the first one, and I was like, "Why would you say that?
You didn't say nothing stupid on this one.
You didn't even think about it. No. Okay." I was just like, cringe.
Ew.
Did I say it, cringe?
Yes.
That did make me feel some type of way. I've been talking to the kids a lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I didn't even like it.
Make it stop. Oh, wait.
I didn't even like it.
Oh, you're not going to see the kids for Thanksgiving.
No. They have to come see me. The little Jaws, stop dick on me, please. Just nasty.
All right, get down, Jaws. Who's calling to me? Who's calling to me? Somebody
with a secret ringtone.
Who's calling?
That means you're special. If you heard it, you're special. Okay, yeah, definitely didn't watch the first two, but those promos, I watched those over and over, baby.
Come
on, whoever edited those. Baby, I give you a shout out because that was fire. I was like, damn, these look good as fuck. These are better than the podcast, but still listen to the podcast. If not, just subscribe.
First of all, to our just loyal,
push play, fast forward through
to our loyal,
do your sister solid
to our loyal five subscribers. Thank you so much for
we
tuning in.
We are thankful for you. We do this for you. to be honest.
Bestie. We do it for you. We one, do two, three, it four, for you, bestie. High five for our five. Oh my God.
But yeah, yeah, we're going to fall out though for sure. Definitely. Definitely. It's going to be creative differences. You're going to be like, Tamika, do this, do that. And I'm like, no, yo, yo.
Wait a minute. Pause. Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. Flag on the play. Me, the bossy one?
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
For sure.
Miss Operation.
You're going to be like, no. You're just going to be like, post, Tamika. You didn't post it.
Yeah, because you need to be posting stuff. How do you think we're going to get past five? We need it. We need six. We only got five subscribers. We need six.
Five subscribers. We need one more. Tell a friend. Each one teach one about our podcast. Look, sometimes I just come up with stuff. 90% of the time it's good. 10% trash.
Oh, my gosh. Shut up.
But, yeah, we're going to get into it.
For sure.
It's not going to be detrimental.
No, it's not. That's why I said it's going to be our normal spiel.
Yeah, but then we're going to be like, damn, we got to keep going with the pod because we started. We ain't famous yet.
It's always going to be.
So, I don't want to see you. I don't want to be a thing. Either. But we got a pod because we ain't famous yet.
But once we become famous, baby. Well, I mean,
that's with her no more.
What?
Bye-bye.
I tell you what, once I become famous, like no shade, no tea, I'm never cooking Thanksgiving again. Cater me out.
Cater from who? Who's going to be good for real, for real?
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
From
whoa.
Another state?
I'm going to have a chef.
Oh. Oh, then I come to your house. I bring the potatoes.
And on that note.
I'm going to bring the potatoes. Hey,
yo. The that only potatoes.
Also, that was my unpopular opinion.
Oh! Tamika's giving us an unpopular opinion. Okay, wait, wait, wait. Okay, wait. So we closing this out.
She did.
Okay,
it.
So thank you for tuning into our episode. We're going to close you out with an unpopular opinion. Tamika?
Mashed potatoes. Hold on. Should because, be.
Wait. Get down.
I told you he on air. She just doing it because y'all here.
Stop. No, because his.
He be sleeping on the couch.
When his nails are not clipped.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
And
she said that.
A blanket.
She said that.
Yeah. Again, what did the furniture place say?
No, no jaws. Jaws. No, no claws. No.
Pause.
Pause.
None of them.
Fix it.
They will not cover the insurance. Now, back to our unpopular opinion with Tamika.
Mashed potatoes are a staple Thanksgiving side dish.
And on that note, that concludes our Thanksgiving episode.
Go eat. Go have some yummy yum tum tum. Go shopping.
And throw away them leftovers after 3 days. Thank you. See you next time on Are We Canceled Yet?
I'll never. If we break up, that's why.